This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. DACA fraud? Say it ain't so. Yeah, I don't even have the story on this yet. My producers were, teasing this with me. And I'm not surprised that in the DREAM Act, there's fraud. But we'll get into it another time. I want to talk about, again, I always talk to you guys about things that I find sort of bizarre about the left. Before I do that, Kevin Jackson is who I am. Let me introduce myself to the newbies. KJRadio.com. You can call the show at 844-551-8255. And yes, I'm a Fox News contributor and a best-selling author and all that other stuff. So there you go. If you decide you want to continue listening, please do so. Anyway, leftists, there's stories out there all the time that define these guys. And they get mad at me when I point these things out to them. I love the death spiral of leftism. All you got to do is talk it through. I've made a bet with you guys that bring your smartest leftists on this show, the most brilliant mind you have. Give me 10 questions to ask them, and I will spin them into the death spiral. And I may not even need to. I may only need to use 4. And I've done this enough times to where I'm very confident, you know, it's like name that tune. I can name that tune in 4 notes. I can put a leftist in a death spiral in 4 questions. Now, if you say to me, Kevin, can you do that on immigration? Yes, I can put him in the death spiral in 4 questions. Kevin, can you do that on refugee resettlement and terrorism? Yes, I can do it in 4 questions. But can you do it on the black condition? I can do it in 2 questions. You know, depending on the topic, no more than 10, and obviously, in some cases, only 1. Name that tune. Spin that leftist. That's what we should call the show. Spin that leftist. So, what happens is, as I'm perusing the news, I can see things that have leftism written all over it. You know, you'll hear a story about, oh, so a good example, over the weekend, I don't watch football. And I happened to catch part of a football show while I was at the airport because I was waiting on food. And the Cowboys were up 3-0. I think they were playing the Giants. And let me tell you, if it weren't for forcing people to watch football in the it's like CNN at the airport. If CNN did not, I don't know how they got this gig, but they dominate the airports. No matter where you go in the United States, it's always CNN. If they let you choose, if you could say, can y'all change the channel? I want to watch Fox. CNN's ratings would plummet. Nobody would request MSNBC's nonsense. But anyway, I was watching the football game as I was waiting on my food. And it just dawned on me, oh, well, football's on. Now, I've already talked about football, the ratings going down and all that. If you want to check out the on-demand podcast at KJRadio.com, we talked about it in the first hour. But then I get this story. It said 8 people were killed at a Dallas football watch party. It was in Dallas, Texas. Some girl disrespected a dude by saying, I don't want to be with you, whatever. She goes back into the house. A guy comes in with an automatic, not a semi-automatic, and starts. And that's where you just hold your finger on the trigger and let the gun do the talking. And he mows down a total of 8 people, I guess. I don't know how he got killed. And I don't know the details of the story. You can look it up. But over a football party. A football party, these people get mowed down. So what do I think to myself? Leftist? And you're going, Kevin, how can you just make that assumption? Because, first of all, conservatives, we aren't sitting around here going, huh, I wonder if a woman does not want to talk to me, should I mow her down? Kill her and all her friends. We don't think like that. We don't act like that. We just go, you know what? It's a time and place to have this discussion. Have fun with your friends and you walk away. So I have these things that give me these insights. And there was another story. I'll give you one that I can give you some detail on. It was a candy lawsuit. It was from Reason.com is where I saw the story. And the Chicago Tribune reported that this area guy from Chicago had sued Wrigley. You guys know who Wrigley is, right? Wrigley Gum. They own Wrigley Field, etc. Alleging that the packaging of the company's Starburst candies deceived him. He was deceived! Plaintiff's name is Arthur Tysinski. And he says that on the front of the company's Starbucks package that he purchased, the candy contains 10 fewer calories per piece than the FDA-mandated nutrition facts panel on the back of the package says it does, which is 140. So the candy is less fattening. I shouldn't say that because it doesn't have a lot of fat. It has lots of sugar. It has less caloric content than advertised. Arthur Tysinski never would have bought the corn syrup and sugar-sweetened gummy sours candy at a Chicago-area drugstore earlier this year had he known, it contained 8% more calories. So, and I'm going back to this, 10 fewer calories per piece. It has more calories than they've advertised. So the suit that claims Wrigley engaged in misleading marketing and consumer fraud seeks, quote, actual damages, treble damages, statutory damages, punitive damages, attorney's fees, and cost, and injunctive release. And it also seeks class action status, meaning that anybody who's paid $2.49 for the same Starburst could join him in the lawsuit unless they opt out. So if you bought Starburst, you can sue Wrigley. You can join Mr. Tysinski and sue Wrigley's for getting you fatter than you should be. And I said to myself, see, that's a leftist. Because when I ate candy as a kid, I'm sure you can vouch for me here, people. Y'all ain't that young now. They didn't even have that stuff on there. You just went and you bought your Baby Ruth or your Butterfinger or your Snickers, and you just ate to your heart's content. And nobody worried about the fat content because you were ripping and running up and down the streets anyway, burning that sugar faster than it could enter your body. Nowadays, you sit around, if you're a kid, you sit around playing video games. The only thing getting exercise are your thumbs. Anyway, that's when I look at liberalism and go, this country's gone crazy. This man wants a suit because he enjoyed a snack and it had calorie content that differed from the package.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Every time I look at these fake news pictures, I swear, I just get more and more intrigued. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you're here. This is so enlightening. When it's funny to have researchers go out and find stuff that, because, look, folks, there's too much information out there. Even a guy dedicated to it, like myself, who gave up his career to do this. And I find myself just shaking my head going, are you serious? It's amazing to see it, seriously. So I told you guys about these fake news media flip-flops. And I really encourage leftists to defend this stuff. Their opinions on the same issues depend solely on whether or not they get their way, or, you know, the person saying it is one of them. Those are the criteria for them to make their selection on, do I, you know, like what you just did or do I not? You've seen those, man on the street deals where they will give Barack Obama's actual legislation and say Trump did it, and people go, yeah, I love it. Yeah, I love. Oh, yeah, it's great. Uh-huh. You know, and then the next person, I like that. You know, I like that. So it'll be, you know, Barack Obama, no, there'll be a Donald Trump issued a travel order that did this, that, and the other. Donald Trump forced you to get your health care. I like it. You know, whatever. And, I mean, I hate it. Then if you go, well, that's what Barack Obama did all that. Okay. You know, and then they walk away, they skulk away. Oh, drives me. It doesn't drive me crazy. It just tells me that these people, why would you pay attention to somebody who you know is going to shift with the wind? You couldn't trust them. Just imagine that you say to your buddy, yeah, man, so look, if anything ever happened to me, would you bail me out of jail? Yeah, man, I got you. I got you, man. Yeah, yeah. And you're going, yeah, but this is the same dude that, you know, flip-flops on this, that, and the other. Are you confident? Is that going to be the first call you make? I don't think so. Anyway, here, I want to go through some of these. These are amazing. Slate. Donald Trump. This is November 19th, 2015. Same author, okay? November 19th. Remember that. Donald Trump is actually a moderate Republican. That's why he's winning. That's the title and the subtitle. November 25th, 6 days later, Donald Trump is a fascist. This isn't a partisan attack. It is the political label that best describes what the GOP frontrunner has become. So from November the 19th to the 25th, according to Jamel Bowie, Donald Trump went from being a moderate Republican to a fascist on Slate magazine. Don't believe me, folks. We wrote an article about this, and as I went back and looked at this stuff, I was like, you've got to be, these people they're crazy. And then leftist rag Salon, who accuses the right of trivializing Nazi and Hitler references. And we have the same writer in October of 2007, and here's what the title was. Nazis and Hitler, the right's casual trivializing political insults. In April of 2016, the same author, is Donald Trump a new Hitler? Hannah Arendt might argue that they're closer than you think. So the person who has essentially, you know, chastised people that they keep, you know, Nazis and Hitler, you know, blah, 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 they trivializes it, is easily with Donald Trump. Again, that was Salon Magazine, a leftist rag. Now, what was interesting, and this is the reason why I want to talk about this next one, the Democrats have a big advantage in the Electoral College. I don't know if you guys recall, during the election they said it's almost impossible for Trump to win because the Democrats on their face have almost enough states to win. So Hillary Clinton only had to win a couple of key states and she's golden. And so they put it out there that it's an impossibility for Trump to win. So here's Slate Magazine yet again, and this is an interesting one. Five good reasons. This is on 11-12 of 12. Okay? This is the after Barack Obama had won the election. 11-12 of 12. They said, five very good reasons to keep the Electoral College, and below it, it was in defense of the Electoral College. That was Slate Magazine on 11-12 of 12. Four years later, on 11-11-16, after Donald Trump won, title, the Electoral College is an instrument of white supremacy and sexism. Same rag. I don't know who wrote them because I can't see the names on there. So in defense of, you know, who's, I don't know. But I'll tell you this. The periodical itself, Slate, totally leftist. So when Barack Obama won the Electoral College, hey, this is why we have it. When Donald Trump won, oh my God, look at them. They're a bunch of Klansmen and they're sexist. That is the left. And then there was the discussion of hacking, right? Donald Trump brought it up because he knew he couldn't trust the Democrats. And so at the time, and this article was written on October 19th of 2016, they thought Donald Trump is going to lose, and here was the title. No, the presidential election can't be hacked. And it was written by Ty Copen of CNN. This is CNN saying this. And then they go, you know, they tell us point blank it can't be hacked. December the 10th of 2016, CNN, where's the outrage over Russia's hack of the U.S. election? Another CNN, no, the presidential election can't be hacked. And then what we put this one right next to it on December the 12th, Russian hacking and the 2016 election explained. So they don't even realize the level of contradiction that they have. It was amazing to me. Now, before Trump was elected, there was a lady named Lacey Green, and here's what she put on her tweet. Regardless of the outcome, we are clearly a deeply divided and broken country. So much work ahead to mend, heal, and restore the U in the United States, in the U in USA. After Trump is elected, we are now under total Republican rule, textbook fascism, F you, white America, F you, you racist, misogynist pieces of, you know, good night. This very same person who told us on, what day is this? Before Trump gets, they don't have the date here. But she said, we got to heal. The day after this man is elected, we are now under Republican rule, blah, 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 screw you, this, that, and the other. She went, this is a dude out on a date with a woman who's a fraud, marries her, and she becomes Medusa. You know what I'm saying? That's how fake these leftists are. Look, I can only get through that many in this amount of time because we got to take a short break. But this is incredible. You have to see this post if you get a chance.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I like to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American
American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and body extracts, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here, and an interesting story that I found, and it really cracked me up to the point where I said, I gotta write about this. And it has to do with this leftist woman. She wrote a post about the opportunity of hooking up with Trump supporters. I don't mean a meetup, I'm talking about a hookup. Using my finger quotes, ladies, you know what I mean? Come on now. A hookup, a rendezvous, an encounter of the sexual kind. Kurt Schlichter, in prep for this, when I saw the article, because Kurt's a gifted writer, and I suggest you look at his work, follow his Twitter feed. He's a really funny guy. But he says, liberals reluctantly admit the raw sexual power of Trump voters. And he said this in a tweet, the issue never comes up for never Trumpers because whining is not foreplay. That's as risque as it'll get here for this article. But the article intrigued me. It really did. And it began right away. And I like this when, and I hope we do a good job of this at theblacksphere.net because we write our articles and, discuss these things. But it was a Glamour article. You know the Glamour magazine? My grandmother used to get Glamour every now and then. I think most of the time it was just the magazine that was left at the hair salon where she worked before we moved to the little town where I grew up. But the article was titled, Help, I Can't Stop Hooking Up with Trump Supporters. And it featured a young woman, who found herself attracted to Trump voters sexually. And she begins the article explaining that she was asked about her worst hookup. And here's what she wrote. When someone asks about my worst hookup, I have plenty of options to choose from. But I inevitably end up telling the same story. It's the one where I started arguing with a Trump supporter at a bar. And then before I knew it, I was waking up the next morning in his bedroom. So I'll stop there and just tell you, if you argue about Trump to a leftist chick, it's an elixir. It's like Axe perfume. You know what I mean? The women just come over. There are a lot of guys going, really? That's all it takes? She goes on to say this. There were flags everywhere. Ronald Reagan's face was emblazoned on one of them. Don't tread on me made an appearance on another. I say it was the worst, not because the sex was bad, but because, well, see above. And it was the worst because she woke up in the middle of her conservative nightmare. with a don't tread on me flag and Reagan and whatever, you know, conservative paraphernalia, political paraphernalia that you have. Because let's face it, folks, and I can speak for all of we of us conservative guys, we decorate with conservative type items, don't we? I mean, don't you have, you know, Tea Party stuff and American flags all over your house? I mean, you couldn't possibly just be a hip dude with a really cool bachelor pad. Anyway, back to this girl. So the sex was good, ergo, her premise was destroyed. This was not her worst hookup. But there's more. The man with whom she argued about Trump before having casual sex triggered in her something that awoke, you know, when the Gadsden flags and the conservative political paraphernalia all came about. And maybe that's what, you know, made this experience so harrowing. But she goes on to bash Trump in the article, proving that she can separate the future president, Donald Trump, because he wasn't president at the time, from this, dare I say, hunky supporter. So here's what she says. This was early in 2016. While it doesn't excuse my choice of partner, it was before, and I'm going to call it Vaginagate, before the suggestion of violence against his opponents, and before the realities of a Trump presidency really set in. So while I found a lot of his comments abhorrent, hooking up with one of his supporters wasn't quite the moral conundrum to me that it would become a few months later. Now, before I continue reading from her dribble, I'd like to know if there were any metrosexual weenies, a.k.a. male Hillary Clinton supporters, at the meat market. You think? I mean, she's at a meat market. She's obviously there to get, you know, her groove on, to put it delicately. And she meets a guy who politically she's not attracted to. He, you know, I'm presuming he's a good-looking guy. He's a Trump supporter, right? There's some redeeming qualities about the man. And who else is there? Once he opened his mouth and started talking about Trump, where were the metrosexuals? Were they all in the ladies' bathroom? So anyway, she's fighting the feeling to hook up with this hunky Trump supporter, is what she wants you to believe. Fact of the matter is, there aren't any men other than Trump supporters in the bar. I mean, why did Miss Anti-Trump decide that a Trump supporter would be the lucky recipient of her feminine flower? Anyway, back to the leftist vixen. She explains that she craved the man she met. Let's just call him, I don't know, Mr. Trump Love. How about that? We call him Mr. Trump Love. Well, to my own surprise, she says, we kept hooking up, despite the fact that our political opinions were diametrically opposed. It didn't feel weird. When we text, we'd naturally argue about politics, but also about other things. What? Mr. Trump Love is multidimensional? He's not just all about politics? Be still, my heart. I find myself a flutter for Mr. Trump Love. She goes on to say this. Other things is what they talk about. Like if corn or flour tortillas made the best tacos. Or whether Drake or Kendrick Lamar was the better rapper. I said Kendrick, of course. When we met up in person, that pent-up anger would turn into frustration, which would turn into a sort of competitive tension that resulted inevitably in sex. So the chick loves conflict. Did you see that? She likes the conflict. My bet is she starts the arguments. Anyway, she explains that Mr. Trump Love is good for only one thing. Sex. Although, she's already told us that he does stimulate her in other ways. But here's what she writes. I knew we'd never be anything more to each other than a hookup, but I didn't care. The sex was hot, and it was uncomplicated in the sense that neither of us expected, or even really wanted, any strings attached. And since I was confident in my political convictions, all that witty banter about tax codes, emails, border walls, was the foreplay I knew I needed. Now, I can't wait for Miss Sassy Pants to get with her forever dude. And you know who this guy is. He's Pajama Boy. Because he's going to agree with her about her politics. He's going to agree with her that corn tortillas make the best tacos. He will reveal to her that Kendrick is indeed a better rapper than Drake. And the two will laugh at their agreement. They will swear that they sense a connection. Oh my gosh, you Kendrick over Drake, you know, you understand me. You know me. And eventually, these two will marry. And they will create babies to ruin. And when they aren't watching their nanny parent, the two will lament the plight of black people. They will join BLM or an equivalent at a march, as long as the march happens near a Starbucks in their neighborhood. But Mrs. Sassy Pants, longing for Mr. Trump love, it won't go away. Her longing will exist. She misses something she can't get in her marriage. So at some point in their evolution, the couple will grow apart. They will sicken of each other. And in a fit of anger, Mrs. Sassy Pants will reveal to her soon-to-be ex that he's not the father of their children. The light-skinned Mexican landscape guy is. But he fights back. He warns her to get tested for an STD because he frequents street hookers and goes both ways. Oh, and then he tells her that he lost his job months ago and he raided their bank account and the kids' college fund. They divorce. She keeps the home and the contents, compliment of her father, a leftist hippie, made good with Apple and Facebook stock, of course. But eventually, she bumps into Mr. Trump love while shopping at Neiman's. A flood of memories return as she wonders what life would have been like with him. And his trophy wife rounds the corner and joyfully asks him, "Do you like this on me, honey?" And he wryly smiles and replies, "Honey, I love that on you, but I'd love it better off you." And she smiles, pirouettes, and walks away, not even acknowledging Miss Sassy Pants. And Mr. Trump love then asks, "Excuse me, do I know you?"
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Mrs. Merkel, well, she's been around a long time. She certainly, in terms of current contemporary European leaders, has more authority than all the rest of them, although she's made some pretty big, major historic errors herself. But, I think Mrs. Merkel is more likely to listen to the voice of German industry and listen to the voice of German workers. I do not believe this European Union is going to be there in 10 years' time, and I do think something much better and more constructive can take its place.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Nigel Farage. He was invited by, and it was funny, I saw the article, and it said he was invited by, like, a woman who's a descendant of Hitler. And it's like, what's that got to do with anything? She didn't kill 6 million Jews. So everybody in Hitler's line now are tainted by Hitler? I mean, what do you say? I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer didn't have any kids, but what about all these serial killers or these other bad men? of the world. Aren't we all in some way connected? God, can you just say Farage went to an event that was where they spoke about the European Union and Merkel came up? No. More fake news.
Oh, the woman who put on the event and invited Farage is the great-great-niece
of Adolf Hitler.
Heil Hitler!
You know, as if everybody associated with that now is tainted with the scourge of Hitler. It's ridiculous. Which brings me back to what we were talking about earlier, which was the this compilation we did of fake news during and after the election in some cases, during, you know, it could be, it involved a lot of different things. And we covered, you know, Slate, Salon Magazine, CNN, whether it was Russian hacking.
It's impossible to hack us. Oh, my gosh, we were hacked. Donald Trump won.
You know, or interference. Look, nobody covered the interference. Nobody even brought up the idea that Hillary Clinton said, I got all these world leaders that want to see me in office. Where are those emails? Give us those communiques. Then let Mueller go look and see what they did to influence the election. What did Hollywood do to influence the election? How many movies did they try to make where they beat up on Trump? Michael Moore made a film. The film that they wouldn't let come out about Hillary. I could go on. How much influence did they have? Every award ceremony. Did Donald Trump get equal time, if you will, to the Hollywood bashing? What about the media onslaught that we're talking about right now? If it weren't for Donald Trump defending himself, we folks don't have Gorsuch on the Supreme Court, whoever else comes next. We don't have our trade deals. We don't have Carrier as a company remaining in the United States. And I could go on. We don't have any of the good things we have. We don't have a stock market shooting through the roof. We don't have jobs reports. What's the latest unemployment? 4.4. It teeters between 4.3 and 4.4. And let me tell you, folks, it's only going to get lower. It's only going to get better. The way that they measure the unemployment rate as it is right now, don't be shocked if that number goes down to 3, even under 3% under Donald Trump. But I want to go back to this flip-floppy media. And you guys will know some of this. Because the media hates Donald Trump and they hate you. The media hates us. Check out how Washington Post, Jeff Bezos' rag, depicted Comey only months apart. When they rightfully thought that Comey was in their corner, they accused Republicans of a witch hunt against him. Then, when Comey covered his butt in the whole Hillary Clinton email thing, then the Democrats abandoned him super fast. But here's the actual article. July 6th of 2016, Republicans attacked Mr. Comey for doing his job. And then October 29th of 2016. James Comey is damaging our democracy. Now, they went from saying that we were attacking him, Republicans were attacking Comey for doing his job, to attacking Comey for doing his job. And that's what cracks me up about the left. I don't even think they see the contradictions.
They look at, well, he was attacking. They were attacking him when he was helping Hillary Clinton, but he's no longer helping Hillary Clinton. So now, you know, we got to attack him.
They never see it. Then we have the two-faced political theater of a lady by the name of Sally Cohn. And I don't know if you know her, but she's a political pundit, gay chick, you know, always dresses mannishly, whatever. But when Democrats do things, they're okay. Not so much when Republicans. So here was a tweet she had, 4/6 of 17. I want to do the earlier one. This was on 11/21/13, November 21st of 13. GOP repeatedly went ballistic, so Democrats went nuclear. One party had to act like grown-ups and govern. Thanks for standing up, Democrats. And then on 4/16 of this year, April, are we really surprised that after Democrats didn't use nuclear option, Republicans did? Perpetual high road, low road distinction. So she's now saying the Republicans took the low road to use the nuclear option. But when the Democrats did it in 2013, High praise to the Democrats for finally acting like grown-ups, letting government do what it does. Man, folks, no exaggeration. And I'm not going to go through all these, but there has to be 50 examples that we could talk about. There's more than that, but I'm saying when we started looking at this, there were dozens of examples, probably hundreds if you just want to spend the time. Here was another one. What did the media say when President Trump did exactly what Obama did with the U.S. attorneys? And here's one example. So this was in, I believe, the New York Times. Josh Gersten. And he said, this was at 5:15 of 09. Barack Obama plans to replace a batch of U.S. attorneys in the next few weeks and more prosecutors thereafter, according to Attorney General Eric Holder. That's the first sentence of the article, Obama to replace U.S. attorneys. Here's what he said when Trump did it on 3/10 of 17. Trump team oust Obama-appointed U.S. attorneys. The president had previously asked Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney in New York, to stay on. So Trump oust Obama-appointed attorneys. Obama replace U.S. attorneys. Now, you may see that as, come on, Kevin, that's no big deal. That's nuanced. One makes you feel like the other guy kicked out the other guy's attorneys. The other looks like business as usual, which is what it is. When a new president takes over, he kills all the baby lions in the pride. He's not going to raise somebody else's little chariots. That's what they do. Trump did what every other president has done in modern history that said, I'm going to get rid of all the other guys' stuff. I don't want their political ideology. And the only time you've seen that change not occur is if it was a Republican or, you know, a Democrat following a Democrat or a Republican following a Republican. And even then, some of those guys still did it. So what are they talking about? Why are they making controversy where there is no controversy? And who can forget, folks, the Democrats with the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare? It would be a travesty, if we were to lose it, right? I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want to go back to paying $600 a month for my health care versus the $1,600 a month that I currently pay. Oh, and I just got a notice that said, Kevin, at the end of October, your coverage is gone. So I've got one option now to go with. But it's late. They gave me through the end of October. So Obamacare is imploding on itself, as it should. And we've been talking about this not because Obama's, you know, black. He's a colored feller. No, because it stinks. But look at how former DNC chairwoman Donna Brazile reacted to Obamacare when it impacted her. This is what she said. Second anniversary of Affordable Care Act, ACA, Obamacare for critics, health, hashtag healthcare works. Just ask millions with coverage. That was March of 2012. On 27 February of 13, what's on your menu? Just got off the phone with my healthcare provider asking them to explain why my premium jumped. No good answer. Now, that's the difference, folks, between us and them. She's now, what happened? You know what happened, Donna Brazile. You opted for Barack Obama's nonsense, and you got it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.